News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Holiday goers are being warned of delays that could impact the summer holidays due to a lack of air traffic controllers. The warning came from Kenny Jacobs, who's the CEO of Dublin Airport Authority, speaking to our reporter Jess Woodlock yesterday.
We're very keen on that topic and we keep adding improvements to the passenger services. For passengers, be they stranded for days, hopefully not, weeks, hopefully never, hours, I would expect so this coming summer with the air traffic control delays that are expected.
Owen Carey is the editor of TravelExtra.ie. Owen, how serious a risk is this? It's not our air traffic controllers, I'm presuming it's the French.
Actually, it won't be our air traffic controllers, but it could be. We are a little bit stretched. We ran into delays in Dublin a couple of years ago. What we're really looking at is that axis of getting down to southern Europe from northern Europe. Big increase in traffic. Ireland has back to pre-pandemic levels in terms of traffic, as we know from the debate about the passenger cap. Germany is returning. It's about 95, just over 90%. France is good, about 95%. So that increase this year is putting an already strained air traffic control system. The bottom line is there aren't enough of them. The worst hit area is going to be around Marseille, and it's going to be the route that people use, Irish holidaymakers use, to go down to those Italian hotspots, to those Greek hotspots that we love to go, and to Turkey, and the Spanish route, which is more to Spain and Portugal, are about 80% of the holidays out of Ireland. They could be affected as well. It's already affecting us. Ryanair every day scratch their heads and say 8 to 11% of their flights are being delayed. When the first wave in Ryanair is delayed, like Ryanair aircraft, as you know, like Saturday's Child, works hard for a living. It takes off.
Dreaded 5:45 departure.
The earliest one is 4:40. The tap to Lisbon. I don't know if any of the listeners have ever experienced that. It's a bit of a drama getting up for that one. But a Ryanair aircraft takes off and lands 6 times a day. If the first landing is half an hour or an hour late, the whole day goes into chaos. So we're talking about 10% of flights already being delayed. As things increase, people like Stephen Moore of the Eurocontrol, who watch the air traffic control all over Europe, are saying this is not going to be pretty.
Yeah. The other side of this, of course, is people, I booked my holidays a little bit earlier, booked the flights, pricey enough now, more expensive than they were last year. But if you're trying to book them now, I mean, they're eye-watering, aren't they?
Well, eye-watering is probably an overstatement. You can some of the routes have gone up exponentially, and they tend to be the routes that we like to go on. The Canary Island prices have risen a little bit more than most. If you look around, there are a couple of routes that are newer, but we're running into almost a perfect storm here. The aircraft are coming late for both Aer Lingus and Ryanair. I think the A320 that Aer Lingus want to put on the European routes is just around Ludu in Dublin in a few days. But Ryanair is supposed to have got something like, they're going to be about 20 aircraft short of what they were expecting for the summer. So they have built all of that into the system, but it means that routes that they would have expected to have done more daily flights, they've had to cut them back. Places like Barcelona have gone from 3 to 2, that sort of thing. So it has pushed the prices up.
Back to the crazy times of full planes, and you can't get the holidays at the prices you want. But look, those of us who are heading on holidays at least can enjoy it. Owen Carey, editor of TravelExtra.ie, enjoy it as long as the planes take off, of course.
Yeah, of course. We're looking at booking a holiday at the moment. Some of the fares we've looked at are eye-watering, Jonathan. Mm. Thousands of euros for a family to fly to a European destination. In some cases,
just
not all.
Don't bring the kids. Just go off on your own. Simple solution.
Tempting.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.